Praise God. As you know, we had our fast today, and I pray to God that you guys had something out of it. Break that chain. Break that chain. Father, we come to you this day, Lord. We come together as one in communion with you today, Father. And we've been fasting this morning from 6 to right now. And we welcome you, Holy Spirit, in this place. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We welcome you to come in and join this day. Put everything aside. Let's focus our attention on breaking this fast. And I don't know your chains, but I know mine. And I pray that every single chain that you have brought up in this fast today, that it's broken in the name of Jesus. It's severed from the roots in the name of Jesus. Sickness and disease must go in the name of Jesus. We call for breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. We call for healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. Salvation in the name of Jesus. I was sitting down this evening, before I got on the phone. I hear in my spirit, it says, the communion that we break today will be a communion of thanksgiving. So I'm saying in my heart, if we're giving thanksgiving, thanksgiving should be praise. Thanksgiving to the Father God should be worship. Thanksgiving to the Father God should be amaze, because that means whatever is going on, the Father in the spirit had already taken care of it. So all we were doing and all we are doing right now, or all we are doing, is giving him thanks, thanking him because all chains are broken. Thanking him because the enemy has no power. The enemy has no authority. The enemy is weak. The enemy is depleted. So we are thanking him today for life. We're thanking him today for joy. We're thanking him today for peace. We're thanking him today for tranquility. As I said, you could be going out and try to minister, but when the Holy Spirit say change, you have to change. So, Thanksgiving. So our communion is going to be Thanksgiving. And he said, let's blow the trumpet in Zion. Zion now today is your place of refuge, is your place of strength. And you're going to blow that trumpet in your place of refuge. You're going to blow that trumpet for strength in the place where you feel like you're weak. Because you know what? You are delivered from every onslaught of the enemy. If you look over all those scripture that we read today, you could not only look them over now, but you could go back tomorrow and look them over on a continual basis and just look them over and just let them just go into your mind, go into your heart, go into your head. Wherever you want it to go, let it go there and let it be a 100% victory in Jesus' name. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. What did you call out? I don't know what you called out. I know what I called out. I know what I believe God for. But you know, you keep saying, oh, why do we have to go ahead and say, pray the same thing over and over? You know what? Yes, we do. Just like we sin every day and we don't know why, and we don't know how we sin. But the word of God declares that you're supposed to repent every day. So don't let nobody tell you that you can't pray and believe God for the same thing that you had all prayed for yesterday. The Bible tells us that when you pray, you believe. Yes, we do know that. But come on. Some of the things that we prayed for, we haven't seen them manifested. So we went in today. We prayed about some of those stuff. We're going to continue to pray about them. But then the Father is telling us now to give him thanks. Then he said, blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm of deliverance. So if he's saying that to us, every single chain that we prayed about from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. tonight has been broken. Number four, sound alarm. So we're going to sound the alarm right now, wherever you are. Sound that alarm, the voice of trumpet. Give your voice to the Holy Spirit tonight and sound that alarm wherever you are. And see the enemy fall under your feet. Remember those scriptures that you read? That the enemy is under your feet? He is under your feet. I have given some scriptures. And one of them was the enemy is under your feet. All the strongholds that he have on you have been broken. The enemy is under your feet. No matter what the enemy brings, he is under your feet. See him under your feet. We come together tonight to break the bread, break the bread, break the bread. And that's what we're doing. What bread are we breaking? What bread are we breaking? We are breaking bread together. We're doing communion together. And the word of God tells us, Matthew 18:18, where there's two of us, he is in the midst. The above scripture above that says that if we agree in anything, let me look at Matthew 18. Matthew 18:18, it says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. So we bind all those things. We bind them up today. And we believe that as we come in agreement, in a unity, we are in unity together. Those things have been loose. Number 19 said, and I say unto you, that if two of us, this is both of us and even more of us, it was about 20 people, I think 17, 18 people that was on fast with us today. Yeah, I think it was 18. For where the two of us are gathered, there he says, where two or three of us are gathered, there he is in the midst. So we believe now and we know now that the Holy Spirit was there and the Holy Spirit is here. One can put a flight. 1,000 and two can put 10,000. Think about it. Times 17. Father, we give you thanks this day. We praise you this day, Lord. As I bow before you this day, Lord, I want to give you thanks and I want to give you praise. I want to give you thanks and I want to give you praise. I want to give you thanks and I want to give you praise. We're not going to be long today. Normally, we would come on and we would minister for about an hour after we fast. But today, it will be done differently. We break our fast and we're breaking our fast like corporately. That means all come together. I know today some people may not even eat all day. Some people may just fast with water. But the instructions were, they were in three segments. Water and fruits and then vegetables and then water again. So let's break our fast and communion right now. So I'm going to read from Matthew 26. And I just believe, I just hear it in my heart that somebody was really struggling in the fast and just believe that they didn't get their breakthrough. Well, I'm telling you, you got your breakthrough. If you go and you read the book of Daniel, you would see when Daniel was praying and the angel had to tell him that, look, the same time you prayed, Daniel, you receive your breakthrough. You receive your breakthrough. But he was stopped. So now, Daniel, I want you to know you have already gotten your breakthrough. And I'm telling you right now, today, we have gotten our breakthrough. It may not look like that, but you remember Sierra? When she found out that she was going to be pregnant by the Holy Spirit, and she laughed, what happened? She ended up being pregnant. And she had the baby. She had that baby. And through that baby, nations have been blessed. Don't be surprised. Don't get caught up in small beginnings. I'm hearing it in my heart. Big will your breakthrough. So, what if the person is smoking and you want them to stop smoking and they're not stopping? They went through an ordeal and they don't want to stop. Just pray. Everybody have their own thing that they have to go through. You got fire in your house and you don't know how to put out that fire? Ask the Holy Spirit, how do I go about putting out these fires? What do I do? How do I get a breakthrough? And then the Holy Spirit will lead you to different scriptures. May give you different information. Speak to him. He will lead you. He will guide you. And he will show you things to come. That's the job of the Holy Spirit. That's the job of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Malako shandere ke tarara masoto. Oh, Rama kandere sandere yata. Blow the trumpet in Zion. All right, so Matthew 26. Jesus. And Jesus, as they were eating, he took bread. And he blessed it. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, as you blessed that bread that day, when you and your disciples were together in communion, eating bread and changing and talking with each other, and you were getting ready to leave, you break bread. Today, Father God, based on your word, we take this bread and we eat it. You may participate right now, partake, and just think about the body of Christ. Just think about the body of Christ. Think about his body, that his body represents his body, our body, and his body communicating as one. Take that bread. And if your body is broken, if your body is shattered, take that bread. Eat it slowly. See every bone. See every bone that's broken. See every sickness and every disease that's out of place. As you eat that bread and it goes down, call out those diseases if there are more than one. Let the Holy Spirit cleanse your body from the inside out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Then after that, the blood, with a representation, it represents, you remember how he went on the cross and how he was beaten and his blood dripped? My God. My God. That's the testament. The blood that was shed. He shed it for our sins. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. That is the covenant that we have. That when we drink this, our sins have been washed away. That is that covenant. New life. In Jesus' name. We drink the blood now. Thank you, Father. Thank you for life. Thank you for life. We have life and we have it more abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let your kingdom come, O God, and let your love shine upon us, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the miracle of God go forth into our lives today, Father. And change us, Lord God, from the inside out, that we may be able, Lord God, to come boldly to your throne, Father, and to seek mercy in the time of need. Father, we thank you this day. We thank you this day, Father. And we give you praise. And we give you worship. In the name that is above every single name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just don't know, but I'm praying for someone right now. In the name that is above every name. I pray for tumor to go in the name of Jesus. Wherever that tumor is, I want you to lay your hand over your stomach in the name of Jesus. And I command that tumor to go in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray now for that body to be aligned in the name of Jesus. The healing powers of the Holy Spirit to flow right now from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Every bone in line, sugar diabetes in the mighty name of Jesus. Mama tete lekita. High blood pressure in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I call out every spirit that's not of you, Lord, every spirit that will want to make us eat, Lord God, overeating, anything, Lord, anything that not of you, Lord God, we bind and we break that now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we will eat to live, but not live to eat. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of gluttony right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I come against every sexual demon in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Hallelujah. I break every generational curse. We stand in the gap. We stand in agreement with your children this day, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Homosexual spirit in the family. I bind it and I break it now in the name of Jesus. Father, we come and we stand in agreement, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Father. Oh, the spirit of schizophrenia. We come against that in the name of Jesus. Generational curse, broken from the mind, from the mindset. In the name of Jesus, in the name poverty spirit, release now, release abundance. Father God, supernatural abundance in the mighty name of Jesus. More than enough. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. More than enough. Hallelujah, Jesus. Supernatural increase, God. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit go forth now, Lord God, and bring forth supernatural increase, God. Lord God Almighty, I urge you to do what the Father called you to do today. And watch the Father move every stumbling block out of your way today. Every mountain blocker, he will move it today in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit go forth over this nation, over this land, everywhere that you live, everywhere that you locate, in the name of Jesus. I thank you now, Father. And I praise you now. In Jesus' mighty name. I want to thank you guys for being on the fast. This Tuesday, I am going to have like I said before, the prophetic class. It's going to be 7:30. I think it's either 7:30 or 7:30 to 8:30. I believe it's either 7 to 8 or 7:30 to 8:30. I will send out the invitation. We're going to have a prophetic class, teaching on the prophetic, okay? Tonight, we were just breaking our fast. And as we said, it has been done differently tonight. We come together corporately just to break it and just to go about and just do what we have to do. But I will meet again on Tuesday night. And I want to tell you, God bless you. May his face shine upon you. May he give you supernatural peace where there's no peace. Joy for all the headaches that you've been through. Strength for what you need. Anything that you're lacking. I believe and I stand according to Matthew 18:18-20 with you tonight. In Jesus' name, I would say shalom.